Hi, I'm Carr Wilson, Doctor of Behavioral Health, and I want to welcome you to Covenant Behavioral Health, started in 2011. We've been an industry leader in the mental health field, servicing active duty personnel, veterans, and their families. Our practice started in St. Louis, Missouri, and has expanded with offices in Iowa and California. Covenant Behavioral Health is a registered 501c3 agency, and we're committed to servicing active duty, military personnel, their dependents, and the local community at large through education and therapeutic services. We blend professional psychotherapy and psychoeducation material in an integrated healthcare setting to assist with relationships, healing wounds of the past, and enhancing our patients' quality of life. Here at Covenant Behavioral Health, we are committed to the preservation of families and relationships. Using practical, interactive, and solution-focused approach, we provide support and practical feedback to help our patients resolve current problems and change long-standing behavior patterns.
¿Quién somos? Covenant Salud y Comportamientos comenzó en 2011 y somos el líder de la carrera de salud. Y damos ayudas a veteranos y servicios activos y familias. Nuestra práctica comenzó en St. Louis, Missouri, y ha expandido a Iowa y California los pasados 6 años. Nos gustaría trabajar con ustedes para ayudarles a tener éxito personal y profesional.
Hello, this is Dr. Wilson with Covenant Behavioral Health. Welcome to our weekly broadcast. Today I have a group of wonderful people here with me. We have Chaplain Paul Cobb, and we have Jennifer Cobb, his wife. We're going to ask them to introduce themselves. And I have Tina Wilson, my wife, joining us today. And we're going to talk a little bit about our relationship as partners and some of the plans that we have coming up, touching briefly on the Faith and Mental Health Conference that's going to be held November the 6th and 7th in Colton. I want to invite you to visit our website at covenantbehavioralhealth.org. That's covenantbehavioralhealth.org. Go to our event page. You can find all of our scheduled events throughout the year. We invite you to come and be a part of our High Desert Professional Council Group, which meets the second Saturday of every month from 9 to 11 a.m. Currently, because of the COVID-19 sheltering in place pandemic, we are hosting that event online through Zoom. So if you want more information, we invite you to visit our website or give us a call at 760-241-6044. Again, that's 760-241-6044. Find us on Twitter at Covenant C. You can find us on Facebook at Covenant Counseling or Covenant Behavior Health. And our Instagram handler is Disrupting Healthcare. Again, this is Dr. Wilson with Covenant Behavioral Health. And let's start with the women first. Jennifer Cobb, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, all right?
Good afternoon. Thank you for the privilege of sitting with you here today. I'm Jennifer Cobb. I'm a certified grief recovery specialist. I'm also a court mediator. I'm certified in several marital enrichment programs where I can teach couples. My focus this last year has been blended families in our congregation that we attend. I really, really enjoy a healthy relationship. And so my background encourages healthy relationships.
Blended families. Yes. That's one of my... I'm going to give myself a shameless plug here. You really want to have me come out and present and talk about blended families. I have this wonderful seminar on blended families and how to really set them up. And it's never too late to start with the family meeting, giving everybody has a role within a blended family when you bring those two together. And I think we're getting started already before I even get everybody introduced. But blended families is something I'm very passionate about.
Likewise.
Too, Jennifer. We got to talk more about that. Absolutely. We have got to talk more about that. But we'll hold that conversation and come back to it later on if we got time today.
Absolutely.
But that could be a whole nother broadcast on blended families.
Yes.
They have a higher risk of divorce, 3 times the risk of divorce than traditional first married families. So lots of information.
And that risk rises every generation.
Ah, man, we certainly gotta talk about that.
Absolutely.
We do. We gotta talk about that. Paul Cobb, tell us a little bit about who you are and your credentials.
Thank you, Dr. Wilson, for the invite today. Happy to be here. I am presently I'm an associate pastor at our church in Orange County. Do chaplain work with the California Military Department, as well as Orange County Fire Authority and Probation Department. Currently involved with the pastoral counseling at the church while I finish up my degree in the requirements for licensing. My focus is primarily on, of course, helping all individuals, but helping the people who help. That is my focus, on helping them become resilient and being able to bounce back themselves. And so that's what I'm pushing for, and that's my burden.
We always need help for helping professionals.
Mm-hmm.
The burden, the passion to help people often gets lost when it comes to you're on an airplane. Before you can start putting masks on everybody else, you got to take care of you first.
That's right.
And that gets lost, and it is so true. I find myself actually struggling with that a lot, too. Sometimes it's with you. You do good, and then you fall off. You forget, and it's like, I got to put my mask on myself.
There's a reason that people in the helping profession, whether it's spiritual or from a faith-based perspective, or even secular counseling, however you want to call it, there's a reason that they burn out. There's a reason they quit and walk away. And we don't need them to walk away. We need them to stay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just saw we had another pastor commit suicide recently.
Yes.
Last year we had 3 prominent faith leaders that I know. This is just the ones who made it to the news, mainstream news. I'm not talking about the ones that went, untalked about, no publicity at all. But absolutely, though. Yeah. And man, the COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen an increase in medical professionals committing suicide. We had a doctor, we had a nurse, we had 2 nurses and 1 doctor commit suicide. And these are just the people, again, that we know that have made mainstream news.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very tragic, and there's a need. And so that's why we're here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you. We appreciate that so much. Yeah. Tina, tell us a little bit about you.
My name is Tina Wilson, of course. I am the wife of Dr. Wilson. I am certified in anger management, certified in prepare and enrich, and I just love helping people.
And Tina's being very to the point here. But she does way more than just that. She manages our staff, and if I was to take time to just tell you everything she does, we would be here all day. But she is a huge help. Very passionate about helping women. Women's ministry. We're very appreciative for just this table here that we have of this wealth of information. And I'd like to talk about, let's talk first about the Faith and Mental Health Conference that's coming up in November. We kicked it off last year, and I think it was good for a first year. For a first year conference, it was good. We've got a chance to sit down and talk about some of the stuff that we'd like to do differently as far as scheduling is concerned, and even some of those new topics that we would like to introduce. Again, just talk a little bit about, seeing another recent death of a pastor. So I don't think we can get away from that.
Much needed,
I don't think we can get away from that. We're going to have to really nail this to the wall, so to speak, helping to remove the stigma of mental health.
Yeah, we can't hide our heads in the sand anymore. It's there. Mm-hmm. If you figure 25% of the population has dealt with some kind of emotional breakdown or mental health issue, I mean, look at the church, you know, is a microcosm of culture. Mm-hmm. So it could be 25%, could be even more. So we really need to dive into that. No more skepticism. No more rose-colored glasses. Mm-hmm. We got to take those off, and we need to hit it.
We often think of ourselves as being inoculated because right. we are believers. But like everybody that is under the sound of my voice, listen to me right now. With this COVID-19 pandemic, I've seen more cases struggling with pornography yeah. within our churches mm-hmm. because of the sheltering in place than I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I'm considering a group wow. right now to do this by group, just because there's so many of them right now. And again, going to the fact of how we think that we are inoculated against, I know this is not a faith-based, not a faith-based broadcast, but Jesus said that we are in this world. We are in this world. We are, unless you are Jesus Christ himself, you are going to be touched by everything that this world, our fallen state, has to right. offer.
As a pastoral counselor, we, in the secular world, you would not leave out one medical subject. You wouldn't leave out psychology. You wouldn't leave out mental health. Out of all the ministries in the church, mental health is missing.
Yes.
We have to put it back in the church. We have to put it back in our workplace. We have to put it back and get people stronger and healthier to go about their daily tasks, to hold their relationships. So I'm very passionate about bringing it into the church. It can't just be one person for 400 to 500 people. It needs to be seen as a ministry. Mm-hmm. It's not a taboo subject. Mm-hmm. We can't just pray about it.
Yeah.
We have to turn our old ways
yes.
into where we're at today.
Yeah. Yes. Well, number one way to debunk, to kick back against stigma, is to talk about it. You got to
educate. That's why your seminar is more important than ever. Ministry teams need to attend the seminar together to minister yes. to their congregation.
Yes.
In the 19th century, the church abdicated its throne, if you will, maybe not throne, but abdicated its place of helping people through emotional instability, breakdown. You know, when the philosophers came along in the 19th century, psychiatry, you know, that starting to understand the human psyche more and more and more and break it down, and the church became hands off and said, let other people deal with it.
Yeah.
So we need to find our way, not back at the lead, but we need to find how we can hold the hand and form that that, you know, that barrier on the side of the road, the
guardrail.
The guardrail, exactly. You know, if I reach over here and we join hands or arms like this, that's a guardrail that we form with the scientific profession.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. Yeah, we in the medical field, we talk about integrated care.
Right.
We've gotten away from where now you have a specialist for everything that you go and see. All right. You have a specialist for everything. And so what we know is that people are less likely to follow through with the referrals from their PCP if they have to go see an autonomist in this office, mm-hmm. a gynecologist in that office, a dietitian in that office. Like, the chances of them following through with those referrals are cut in half, and the more you give them, you can cut them in half again. But if you have everybody in an integrated setting, behavior health integrated, a medical integrated setting, everybody's in one place.
Absolutely.
And even though not one person is qualified to take care of everything, but you have everybody that you need right,
right
there, and you don't have to do no. Go see this doctor. Go see that doctor. Go right. see this person. Go see that. Everybody, you can have everything taken care of under one roof the same day. typically the same thing. And so we talk about the that's how I see that guardrail.
Yes.
You know, we need to go back to that we need right now the health community, medical community is trying to get back to this. There are so many grants out there. Everybody's pushing the AMA, the American Medical Association, the APA, the American Psychological Association, the Department of Behavioral Health. Everybody's pushing to get us back now to this integrated setting where everything is being taken care of under one roof.
And I encourage anybody listening to this podcast today, you don't need a degree. You don't need to be certified in something. Let the Lord speak to you or find something you are passionate about and don't stop learning about that subject. Read the books. Talk to people, attend a seminar, attend a workshop, beat doors down to get the education that you need, and then utilize that in the church, in your workplace, with your friends. Become strong so that people in your circle and your relationship follow suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
And you don't have to, you're absolutely right. You don't have to be, you don't have to have a degree. If you have a passion, you have a heart to help people, then, all hands on deck.
Right.
We need you.
Literally all hands on deck.
It's right normally now. The friends of people and the family of people that see the issues first, but we don't know how to deal with it. And so she's right.
And if not everybody's a doctor. Right. We need the lab technicians. Mm-hmm. We need the x-rays. Mm-hmm. People.
Yes, absolutely.
We need all hands on deck, exactly like you said, and to come together for better health.
And we need family members and friends to speak up and get involved. Just like if you would, if one of your family members were sick, you know, physically.
Side note, if you work with children in any type of education, or you are a youth leader or worker or junior high teacher, I encourage and urge you, almost beg you, to get educated with what you're dealing with and some of the problems that we face in the world. They were not our problems growing up. They're new. Kids are facing challenges that pop up all the time, and familiarize yourself, get help, so that when kids look to the church or look to other adults, they get help. That's going to help our suicide numbers. That's going to help our depression numbers. That's going to help our grief numbers. That's going to help the medication numbers.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
If they feel like they have that open door to a mentor of any kind.
It's the number one protective factor for people who want to hurt themselves, especially when we talk about kids, is that they have to have that safe person that they can come to open up and share.
But they felt like they couldn't speak up, and we didn't listen or know the signs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think I did a seminar a couple of years ago for a church, and it's to their Sunday school. It's their Sunday school training. And I think that all teachers, and I know, and I apologize to the teachers, like, I'm sorry I have to ask you to do this. I have to put one more thing on your list of things to do, you know, but I need you guys to do this. You are the frontline workers. I mean, you know more than parents do sometimes when it comes to issues. And so I'm going to ask you to become a behavior specialist. I'm going to ask you to understand behavior and to be able to identify and know when it's time to refer that child and to get help and make those nexus, those connections that we need. And so here we go again. You know, we should say, I remember, you know, teachers shouldn't have to be parents, you know, but teachers, they are parents. They are doctors. They are, you know, nurses. They are pastors. They're everything. And so
basically learn the signs. Be that first responder in a child or anybody's life.
Yeah.
But specifically before the high school years.
Yeah. Yeah. We certainly are. We need each other. We need all the help we can get. That is for sure. That is for sure. Well, we want to invite you to be a part of this Faith and Mental Health Conference that's going to be November the 6th and 7th. It's going to be held in Colton, California at the Family Worship Center, 851 South Mount Vernon. That's Colton, California. You can call us here at 760-241-6044. For more information or visit us at our website, that's covenantbehaviorhealth.org, covenantbehaviorhealth.org. Click on the event page, and you can find additional information there and a list of the workshops and seminars that we're going to be offering. Our topic, again, this year, we're going to continue to work on destroying, removing the stigma of mental health issues within the church.
What are the subjects that we can expect to hear?
Well, of course, you know, I don't think we're going to be able to get away from suicide. We got to talk about ways to normalize the conversation. And I know that most people don't want to talk about it because there's this fear that if you talk about it, then it'll happen. And that's common, especially with parents. But we've got to educate people that, no, this is a conversation we need to be having and to be talking about. We got to normalize this and be able to let people know that they can come and talk to us if they're having problems. So certainly we're going to talk more about suicide prevention, those appropriate responses. And Paul, you and I, and the last time we were together, we talked a little bit about some of those classes that we wanted to offer. Certainly, suicide prevention is going to be one of them. One of the things that we're constantly seeing right now is depression within the church, and so we want another seminar to address depression and how to approach that. I'd like to even be able to this particular conference to set it up, and I don't know exactly how we would do this, but I feel like we should offer that certification, that lay counseling certification, for this seminar. There's an organization, I can't think of their name, but they left the UPC, started their own organization. They asked us to come and to train all of their constituents on the lay counseling program. And so I'd like to do that, make that lay, I don't know how we condense that into like 2 days, you know.
I don't know how we condense that to two days.
And work on it.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'd like to be able to, and then give people tools. They have everything they need to go back. And just like you were talking about, Jennifer, they can take this back to the local assemblies,
right,
and they can handle these situations right there. And Absolutely. Only when they need to do they refer out, yes, you know, at a higher mm-hmm. level of care or something like that. But most of the stuff I think we can train lay people to do. Yeah. And I mean, and our altar workers, our missionaries, our youth pastors, our ministerial staff, they can be even lay people, people who may not hold the title of minister, you know.
Even the church secretary who's answering that first call,
absolutely,
when help comes through, needs the proper tools,
absolutely,
to go forward.
Yeah, yeah. So I like to be able to do that. And if you guys have got suggestions, you guys, I know we made a list. Paul, can you think of anything right now?
Well, we had spoke on having someone from a faith-based organization and someone from a licensed, whether it's professional counselor, and that way they can talk about it from a faith-based and then one from the scientific, empirical evidence side of it. And that way they can see how we can work together, how we can mesh together, and like I said before, build that guardrail in working together. It's not difficult to integrate. We just got to know how to integrate.
Yeah, there at the last conference, there was a lady there from Covina, and she is the pastoral counselor at her church, not of the apostolic faith, but of a grace church. And we were talking, she has this tug of war back and forth with the pastor about... They hired her as a pastoral counselor. She is a licensed professional counselor. But there's this struggle back and forth with the pastor of the church, though, about using a licensed professional, in the church. And so she's like, how do you do that? She was so impressed, like, here we are, one of the largest denominations, you know, out there and fastest growing denominations out there. How are you guys able to do this? I mean, your leader is here. Like, how are you guys able to do this? And I got to tell you right now, I am not ashamed to say this, that Brother Hodges, Bishop Hodges, the SoCal district leader, is one of the greatest empathetic visionary leaders I've ever served under. And you know what it's like being in the military.
Yes.
You bounce around. You get to go some places and see how other districts do it. I am so proud to be a part of the SoCal district.
You mentioned visionary,
yes,
which means you're constantly moving forward. you're not looking back.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly moving forward.
With open arms. He's like, and whatever you can do.
Right.
Whatever you want. Whatever you need. Just let me know.
Let's do it.
I think he's more apt to embrace what other people are quick to maybe push away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that makes him more approachable and easier to follow. And actually, you're motivated to follow leaders like that who embrace change as necessary. They embrace technology. They embrace the new things that some are a little more standoffish. So I think that right there builds a trust and confidence, and that, hey, we can do this because he's going to back us up.
Yeah.
I believe he also sees the effects of healthy relationships that start in the home and the family, and then we go sit on the pew. So what pastor or leader would not want those healthy relationships brought forward, worshiping, working, ministering, you got the Great Commission, and bring that on board and go to heaven healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are together.
We are very blessed to be a part of this district. Yes. Yes. I'm telling you. And I was telling her, I had to just point back, like, well, that's the reason why. I mean, like, he is single-handedly the reason why. You know, I won't call other districts by name. This particular field was very taboo and even accused of practicing witchcraft. It took me a long time to get to where we are, to where we're having conferences about faith and mental health. You know, it took a long time to get here.
When you have the APA, you have the Mayo Clinic, you have these other large organizations that try to heal people, and now they're realizing
the necessity,
spiritual aspect of people.
Absolutely.
And they want, just a couple of years ago, I spoke at Orange County Behavioral Health. And it's just because they therapists don't know how to integrate this. And they want to because they see people asking, but they don't. And so this is where faith-based organizations step in and say, hey, let's do this together.
Yeah.
And let's see that person reach wholeness.
Yeah.
I think the more we progress in life, that the medical field embraces when a patient has a higher power, a spiritual authority, a church, a family that may practice that to go alongside the healing, not to take over, and not necessarily that the medical would cancel out anything spiritual, but to work together and see the benefits of it.
I've seen two reports. One said faith was the second protective factor, and the other one said that faith was the third protective factor against suicide, all right, against mental health issues and things of that nature. So it is, if we use our faith, John Hopkins University actually did a study where they were working with people who had cancer, and they brought in imams, priests, Presbyterian pastors and people of faith in to come and pray with members in this particular study. And what they found was that those who tapped into the spirituality, who tapped into their faith, they recover faster. They found scientific evidence to support that people who actually prayed, who had diseases, recover faster.
Shout out to chaplains. They're very important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, again, that's November the 6th and 7th of 2020. We are still, we have a bunch of ideas, but the way we're going to arrange this particular conference, we're going to have, and I think last year we had like three classes going on at the same time, two classes going on at the same time. And this year, we are going to do things just a little different this year. But we want you to make sure you visit our website at covenantbehavioralhealth.org. Click on the event tab, and there you can go ahead and start registering for the workshop. And so we're looking forward to that. Paul and Jennifer have become an active partners with us here at Covenant Behavior Health, and we are working together. We're putting stuff together. We are going to be doing workshops and seminars here in the future. And so if you are looking for someone to come and talk about compassion fatigue, professionals taking care of professionals, you want to reach out to Paul Cobb and you want to make sure that you get him to come on and present. And I'm going to have him give his social media page. And Jennifer, if you're looking for someone to talk about grief, pastoral counseling, blended families, relationships, Jennifer is a wonderful asset. We've had her come and do some stuff for us. And I mean, she's gonna, for our staff, for our organization, even for other groups that we are part of. And so we want her to be able to give her social media information also.
Dr. Wilson, are you offering continuing education credits for this seminar?
We are offering continuing education units. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are. They are credentialed through the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Paul, give us your, how can we get in touch with you? How can listeners get in touch with you?
We can be found on our church page, which is spiritandtruth.net. That's spiritandtruth.net, and go to the contact page, and messages will be left for us, or you can call the number there, and it will lead to our voicemail.
Okay.
So they can leave a voicemail or contact us through a written message on there.
You got it. And Jennifer, that's the same for you too. How to get in touch with you?
Yes.
Okay.
And we may have more information regarding our contact by this seminar.
You got it. Okay. All right. Well, anything that you need right now, again, we want to invite you to visit our, you want more information on, visit our webpage at covenantbehaviorhealth.org. You can find us on Twitter at CovenantC, Instagram, Disrupting Healthcare, and Facebook. You can find us either under Covenant Counseling or Covenant Behavior Health. This is Dr. Wilson. I want to personally say thank you to Paul Cobb and Jennifer Cobb, who has agreed to come and be a part of our broadcast this week.